Yuggly-doo. I'm Annie Winstrup, and this is Self-Portrait as MRI. For immediate release, on July 1st, 2022, neurologist Jane Smith discovered the original Ingalls cabin. While conducting a routine MRI, patient 36, female, Dena and White, familial history of aneurysms, Smith noted irregularities in the patient's mind. After applying contrast, Dr. Smith confirmed the irregularities were composed of logs and sod impinging on Broca's region, as well as the frontal and parietal lobes. At this point, Dr. Smith alerted the appropriate authorities, and the patient's brain was declared a historical site. Currently, the Almanzo and Laura Ingalls Wilder Association is working to return the cabin to the association. For all further inquiries, please contact Mercy West's communication department. Patient statement. Once I saw it on film, I remembered how it happened. Pa cut into the timber and planed the planks. The librarian spoke the walls into my mind while I sat on my red carpet square. Mary and Ma filled the chinks with mud. That's why the cabin withstood the wind. The doctor says it's in good repair except for the floors. Ma always was ashamed of them, and how her rocking chair worked grooves into the unfinished floor. They're deep enough that you can see them on the imaging. Looks like an unshelled walnut. What you can't see, the first night they slept in the cabin, Pa said he heard wolves at the door. What you can't see, it was only me asking to come in. Footnote 1. Complaint. It wasn't until later that I remembered Mr. Scott telling Pa and Ma that the only good Indian is a dead Indian. Footnote 2. Diagnosis. The desire to pass. Historian's note. This is an exciting addition to our contemporary understanding of the American frontier. Historians have long assumed that the Ingalls cabin was destroyed, perhaps by the very Indians who frequently frightened Ma. This discovery also provides fresh evidence that the Ingalls family traveled much further west than previously believed. At present, the Department of the Doctrine of Discovery is planning a pilgrimage to retrace the Ingalls family's path into the west. Expedition date, TBA. Coroner's note. Upon removal, the Ingalls cabin weighed 100 grams. At 5 centimeters wide by 3 centimeters long, the building is smaller than expected, given its outsized impact on the host's health. Although this object cannot be listed as the cause of death, its role in the manner of death is inescapable. Footnote 3. Complaint. Remember the blizzard? How cold, how white. The rope leading from the cabin to the barn.